Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Mitch Dancik, the founder of Dancik International. Mitch, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you were in the news last week. The fact that Dancik International has been acquired by Carriage Commercial Systems, and I mean, that's an out-and-out acquisition by a UK firm, right?
That's right. They're actually partially backed by an American Silicon Valley investment company, but they are mainly located in the UK. They have a pretty substantial presence in Europe and in South Africa as well.
Well, let's get into the details about that in a minute. I want to do a little background first, just so everybody knows. Most people have heard of Dancik International and the floor covering business. There's basically, you know, really three software companies that focus on developing software for floor covering. There's RFMS, there's QFloors, and there's Dancik. And Dancik has always been known as the one that's focused on distribution, the one that's a little bit more expensive to buy outright and works in these bigger companies. Am I right there?
I think that's a fair assessment. About half of our customers wake up in the morning and say, I'm a distributor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 25% wake up in the morning as retailers and the remainder as manufacturers. But the key that holds all of those companies together is generally it's a business that's big enough to have a pretty sophisticated inventory system. And often it's a hybrid system. I use that term a lot. Some people will refer to this as wholesalers, which are businesses that have both a retail and a wholesale focus. So if you look at our list of customers, whether they be identified as distributors or as retailers, they're often really have their feet in both of those ponds. They're somewhat wholesale, somewhat retail. And I think, you know, with the advent of internet sales being what it is today, you're going to see more and more of that as time goes on.
I think it's evolved now, but at one point, Dancik software was what some people would call ran on green screens or more of those mainframe type computers. But you have evolved now. The computer industry has evolved. And so yours works on a PC-based system as well, right?
Well, ours is actually a web-based system. You're on a web browser, so you're accessing our system the way you would access any kind of a website, and our whole architecture was completely rewritten to do that.
And while some of the other ones that are focused on retail, they might have a measuring type of aid, that kind of thing, the crux of yours is inventory management, warehousing, ordering, accounting. That's kind of what it does, right?
I would say actually the emphasis has shifted.
Okay.
Because the typical user of a computer system years ago was more back office. So I used to say that even the ordering process started at the counter. Now we're really starting in the showroom, in the consumer's home, or in the dealer's home when it's a dealer showroom when they're buying from a distributor. So we've really moved much more forward down the supply chain. So very key products for us are our showroom management, where we're right there at the point of sale, you know, carrying around an iPad or a smartphone and checking stock and placing orders in the showroom right next to the customer. That could also be a traveling salesperson, so they're doing it, you know, on the road, in a consumer's home, et cetera. So even though the back end is still very important, the newest parts of our system are really about the mobile, showroom, and the B2B component.
Well, you have a flooring focus, and you've actually been focused on flooring since you wrote this first Dancik on disk software back in 1984. So, you know, then there's this company, a UK company, that's an ERP, which, you know, most people know stands for Enterprise Resource Planning, and they see this acquisition of you as their inroad into the U.S. So talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, they actually have been focused on nearly the identical type of customer that Dancik has.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talked about a sophisticated distribution-oriented business, but more of a hybrid where there's both a retail and a wholesale focus, that's exactly what Carriage has been doing in the UK and around the world for as many years as we've been doing this. What was a perfect fit is they weren't focused on flooring and tile.
Mm-hmm.
but they were focused on many things around that: kitchen and bath, industrial supply, commercial, building, a lot of the trades that surrounded flooring and tile. Geographically, we were a perfect fit because we basically did North America but not the world, and they did the world outside of North America. So not only will they be growing our product, which is the initial focus, but eventually our staff will actually help them Americanize their products that get into the other markets. And this actually has a tremendous effect even on our customer base today, because many of our flooring-focused customers are also looking at other verticals that surround it, whether it be kitchen and bath products, whether it be plumbing, whether it be, you know, home and garden outside of flooring and tile. So it really allows us to widen our offering.
Okay, because I was noticing, I did look at their website, and it looks like they got started in first bicycles and then automotive parts, and then did later expand into some of these builder-type categories like electrical and bathroom, kitchen, the plumbing, that kind of thing. So that means that Danzig is the face for them in this country, and it means that, yes, it improves your performance with what you do in floor covering, but it also broadens, and Danzig starts going into other markets, right?
Absolutely. I want to make sure the focus is correct, which is that our plans right now are 100% on the flooring, tile, and stone industries. That's our three core verticals, but as a long-range plan, you know, they are looking to bring what they call their K8 system to North America, and then I think it does become an opportunity, especially for our larger customers who are looking to add verticals to what they do today.
All right. So short range, you stay focused on flooring, and you enhance the performance of what you got, and then you broaden your scope. Is that it?
Exactly.
I got you. Okay. And you still stay with the company?
I am contractually obligated to stay with the company for quite a while. And when that runs out, I have every reason to believe that I will still continue on. I won't be involved in sort of the executive roles that I've done in the past, but more that I'll be available to both customers and employees doing the stuff that I've always loved to do, which is really building the product and the customer relationships.
All right, great. Mitch, well, congratulations on the sale of your company to Carriage Commercial Systems. So, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.